This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
For our business spotlight, and today I'm chatting to someone who has seriously blown up in the business world in a very short space of time. Laura Murphy is the founder of Oatco Superfuel, a brand she only started in 2024, and it's already in over 800 stores, including Tesco and Aldi, with nearly €1 million in revenue generated last year alone. She's been named on the Forbes 30 Under 30 Europe list and even had three dragons fighting to invest in her business. It all started because she wanted a snack that actually tasted good and fueled her for the day and fit into real life. And now it has turned into a massive success story. Laura, welcome to the show. A pleasure to be chatting to you. You have just been named, as I said, on the Forbes 30 Under 30 Europe list, which is incredible. What was your reaction when you got that news?
Honestly, it was such a surreal moment. I was actually over in Birmingham as I was attending a trade exhibition. So waiting outside in a Starbucks for the doors to open, and I casually opened my emails and there it was. I don't think it still sank in, to be honest.
It is such an achievement, but to get it when you're being as humble as you are about it, that it's still sinking in must be even more incredible. Like, you nearly weren't expecting it by the sounds of things.
Exactly. No, thank you so much. Yeah, so surreal. And it was probably, it's always been an aspiration and a dream of mine, but I didn't actually think that it was going to happen.
Well, it's all very exciting for you now, for sure. And congratulations. Thanks. And to talk a bit more about your business, which has led you to this point, Oatco Superfuel, it came into your life from juggling work, eating well, and being a mum. That is what your ethos was. But what was the moment you decided, I'm going to create this myself, this gap in the market I'm seeing?
It was just really personal experience. And for me, I was finding you sort of had two ends of the scale, and that was either your confectionery bars or like protein bars. And it very much just started, I was making these at home and realizing how much I enjoyed them, like how good I was feeling. And then like friends, family started to ask me to make them for them and started supplying into a local shop. So yeah, the rest was really like history from there.
You were the person they were ringing asking to bring all the snacks to the parties, first of all. And then you launched in 2024. Now you're in over 800 stockists. Like, how did you grow the business that quickly? It's phenomenal.
It has been such a crazy journey. It honestly, the whole thing has been amazing. It has its challenging days, and there's never a dull moment. Like, we're very fast growing and very much learning on the go. Like, food production was very new to us, and we're very proud to produce everything ourselves. So we have our own manufacturing facility in Tyrone, but it very much, as I said, grew organically from like one shop reaching out, and we started sort of supplying other stores, to then sort of aiming for the bigger contracts like the Tesco's, and we're the official partner for barista bars. So you would see them in a lot of spas and things, where we're actually the official treat range. So it's been really positive and just such an amazing journey.
People will have most likely come across your brand before even hearing you speak today, because it has landed in so many retailers, including those that you've mentioned there. Aldi as well is another one. If people are coming across your products for the first time though, what exactly do you create? What is Oatco Superfuel?
So we are, our hero product is our oat-based energy balls, known as Super Bites. So we're all about fueling your day with natural energy, and oats is our hero ingredient across all of our products. So we're very proud to sort of provide that source of energy, source of fiber in a convenient format that you can eat on the go anytime, anywhere, really.
It has been your most renowned product, and I've definitely had a few in my time, and they are very, very tasty. So congratulations that they are doing so well. I know as well that it's generated quite revenue as well from a business that is so new, close to €1 million in 2025. Like, does that level of success still surprise you because it's so new and this is a new part of your journey?
100%. Like, and it's never even about the monetary value or anything. It's the things that mean the most is honestly when we have like customers reaching out to us and saying the difference it has on their day or how much they enjoy it. That's really what spurs us on and like drives that ambition to keep going.
Talk to me about the Dragon's Den, because you had three dragons wanted to invest in you when you were on that. Like, what was that whole experience like?
Amazing. I feel like I'm just saying amazing, crazy. But honestly, that is the only words I can use to describe the whole experience. The filament for it was actually last May, so nearly a year ago now, and we had to keep that under wraps for quite some time, but it just aired there in March and the response has been phenomenal.
Was it a dream of yours to go on Dragon's Den? Was it something that appeared out of nowhere and you felt that you needed to take the opportunity? Like, what was your thoughts on going on a show like that for investment?
Yeah, I've always watched the show and really enjoyed it. Like, I've always been a massive fan, but I didn't necessarily think that I was going to take that leap and go on at the moment, to be honest. It came where we received a phone call into the office and basically asked would I be interested in going on. And again, I just thought it was too big of an opportunity to let go by, and why not give it a go?
It has been of great benefit to you, I can imagine, and even just the exposure alone to be on a show that is as big as that. We've spoken a lot about how amazing all of this is so far. I feel like amazing is both of our words we've been using consistently throughout this chat, but for people that aren't in the business industry, who haven't established something like this by themselves, who aren't in the thick of it, like, what is the most difficult part of building something like OCO that people don't actually see because it's behind the scenes?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, you know, resilience and showing up every day, and it's all well and good to celebrate the wins and everything looks amazing and exactly what we're saying. It very much is. But there's also challenges nearly every single day. You know, you have to keep reminded why you do it, keep your focus, stay true to what you're doing. And yeah, it's by no means easy.
It is what a lot of people would call a labour of love. Something like this.
Exactly.
And you're very clearly passionate about your business. If anyone is listening this evening that's thinking about starting a business of their own at some stage in the future, what advice would you give to them, or what would you say to them to impart some wisdom?
I would say, you know, if you have something in your head or maybe a problem you're solving or it makes a big difference to your own day, the likelihood is there's lots of other people that feel the same way. And for me, that was exactly how it was with the snacks. So I would say, don't be afraid to reach out, ask for advice, ask friends, ask family. Even there's so many people across like the industry, especially food that I'm familiar with, they're so willing to help. So never be afraid to put it out there and start exploring.
People would probably think that industries like the food industry and the snack industry, because it's something that is, you know, it's such a big area and there are so many brands competing, that it would be probably very difficult to get advice on it, would there? Because there might not be the willingness to like give people loads of advice in case they come along and they create a product then and it's all very competitive. But it seems that you've had a really positive experience from other people in the industry.
Exactly. I think before entering the industry, I nearly had that preconception that like everything was very gatekept and like you couldn't talk about this or that because of competition. But what I've come to realize the longer being in it is how open, and when you meet like other businesses, they're so willing to help. And I know from personal experience as well, like if anyone reached out and was in the industry and wanted advice, I would be so happy to give it.
What is next for you and for OCO Superfuel?
At the moment, we're really working on our distribution network and showing up where customers need it. So as I mentioned, we're all about on-the-go natural energy and we're really expanding our stockist. So soon we will be launching into Tesco Ireland. We're also across now sort of Spars, Eurospar. So hopefully you'll start to see lots more stockists popping up throughout Ireland.
For sure. And where can we find you online and on social media if people want to follow along with you and your products?
Yes, you can either check out our website, which is oco.co.uk, or follow us on social channels. It's at OCO Superfuel.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining me on the show, and the very best of luck to you and your business.
Thank you, Valerie. Lovely to talk to you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.